This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Should you have it on your list of lifelong goals to be an American ambassador at some exotic overseas posting, you basically have two choices. Spend 20 or 30 years in the Foreign Service and be rewarded with the top job at the American Embassy in some place like the Federated States of Micronesia, let's say. Nice enough, but not really a geopolitical hotspot. Or you could raise a bunch of money for the person who eventually becomes president and get him to send you to London or Paris or maybe Tokyo. It seems President Obama is set to tap Caroline Kennedy as the next envoy to Japan. Shannon Mullen has more now on the economics of hiring an ambassador.
JFK's daughter is definitely a friend of the president. She's backed Obama since the 2008 primary and co-chaired his re-election effort. On the money side, she personally donated $5,000 to his campaigns. And then there's the political currency of her last name.
Probably her biggest asset was her ability to attract funds to the president.
Penn State professor Dennis Jett is a veteran diplomat. He recently co-authored a report that shows 40% of politically appointed envoys have been big campaign donors. And they're more likely than career diplomats to get posts in desirable destinations like Western Europe and the Caribbean. He says Japan is seen as more of a challenge.
It has a language that not many appointees are going to speak, and it also is probably a more complicated relationship in a perhaps more difficult part of the world.
And if Kennedy gets the job.
Of the issues that she will confront when she arrives, security would be right on the top or at the top of the list.
Former Vice President Walter Mondale was ambassador to Japan during the Clinton administration.
You have North Korea, which is acting, I'd say, very dangerously now. You've also got the Chinese are acting up over the islands. This is a serious assignment. It's one of the largest embassies we have in the world.
Mondale says appointing a Kennedy sends a message about the importance of America's relationship with Japan, and she'd be the first female U.S. ambassador to a country notorious for its gender gap. Sheila Smith is Senior Fellow for Japan Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations.
It matters that we are at a position in our relationship with Japan that we would send a woman as an ambassador there.
The Obama administration has yet to formally announce her appointment, but Caroline Kennedy might want to start learning some Japanese. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.